Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Every once in a while, life throws us some really tough questions. Like, what's the square root of 3,800,000? Why do we drive on the parkway and park on the driveway? Thankfully, some of the answers are no-brainers. Like the new Your Choice plan from Pioneer. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's Your Choice plans make it affordable to add up to 10 people to your plan. Visit wirelesspioneer.com for details or call 1-800-641-2732. Pioneer Cellular. Make it your choice.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
It's still April, and it's not that much of a worry as of yet, but we continue to lag because of cold, wet conditions in the Midwest on planting this 2015 corn crop. 9% of the crop has now been planted nationally compared to a five-year average of 13%. We are actually a little bit ahead of a year ago, though, when we only had 6% of the crop planted by this date. Meanwhile, the U.S. cotton crop in the southern part of the United States, 8% planted to date versus the five-year average of 11%. 9% was planted at this point 1 year ago, so we're on track with a year ago, a little bit behind the five-year average there. Texas now 7% planted, behind their 14% five-year average, 2% of the Oklahoma crop been planted to date. Grain sorghum, a little bit behind the five-year average as well, 19% planted nationally versus the 22% five-year average, 46% of the Texas crop now planted, a little bit behind their 57% five-year average, 16% of the Oklahoma crop planted, that's ahead of the five-year average of just 2%, and Arkansas now 27% planted, behind their five-year average of 45%. Winter wheat crop, about unchanged compared to a week ago. Actually, 1 percentage point better in the good to excellent category for Oklahoma. 2 percentage points less in the case of Kansas. Now 26% good to excellent on the Kansas crop. 46% fair. 28% poor to very poor. Oklahoma 37% in good to excellent shape. 38% in fair shape. 25% poor to very poor. Texas crop, best of the three states, 51% in good to excellent shape. Of course, those better ratings in the main body of the state of Texas, Texas Panhandle, is where most of the wheat crop stress is at this time. In the overall winter wheat crop ratings, 42% of the winter wheat crop nationally is rated 42%. That's in the 18 leading winter wheat states, 42% rated good to excellent. That is in contrast to 34% of the crop rated, again, the good to excellent categories at this point 1 year ago. Pasture range conditions, we have them especially for Texas and for Oklahoma, and in both cases, not that bad a shape as Texas is remarkable, really. Of course, with the great body of the state having a good bit of moisture over the winter months, we're now at 61% of Texas pasture range conditions rated good to excellent, 28% fair, and only 11% poor to very poor. A little more modest in Oklahoma, but numbers are pretty good as well. We're looking at 39% in the good to excellent categories, 40% fair, and 21% rated poor to very poor pasture range conditions in the state of Oklahoma. One quick note from the Oklahoma Senate, possible vote today for HJR 1012, Right to Farm. You've got farm news, I'm Ron. Express Ranches invites you to join them for their annual Grass Time Sale, Friday, April 24th, high noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 500 head of cattle, including 166 Angus bulls, registered Angus pairs, Angus show heifers, registered Angus yearling heifers, registered Angus fall bred heifers, and more. Give them a call, 1-800-664-3977 for details, or go to expressranches.com. Express Ranches, their annual Grass Time Sale, April 24th. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.